Last week, the owner of the largest private collection of artifacts from the Alamo turned them over in a ceremony at the site of the epic 1836 battle.
Give a huge, raucous, boisterous welcome to our friend, Mr. Phil Collins.
Explaining why we just heard David sing, that's the Texas Land Commissioner thanking the donor, Phil Collins. Yes, that Phil Collins.
I can't believe this. The British pop star behind hits like Sussudio and In the Air Tonight is also, turns out, a major Alamo enthusiast.
I've had a love affair with this place since I was about 5 years old. It was just something I used to go and play in the garden with my soldiers.
He got hooked as a kid in the 1950s watching Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier, on television. Crockett was among the 200 who defended the Alamo against 1,500 Mexican troops.
Collins even wrote a book about his fascination, and then a Texas filmmaker made a documentary called Phil Collins and the Wild Frontier.
It's the real stuff that you know. Someone touched this. This was actually there, and that's what thrills me.
In total, Collins has collected more than 200 Alamo items, including a rifle used by Davy Crockett himself.
So many items that an entire new building is being put up at the Alamo to house his collection.
Big collection, whole new building at the Alamo. Just take a look at Phil now.